Good day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is...
Live.
We have a very special guest star today, as I was recently on his podcast, KidVid.
Well, today we're going to talk about birthdays, right?
That sounds like a great topic.
Fun topic.
Yeah, but because I think birthdays are really fun because you get to know people better because you see them not really often. Say, like, your aunt was, like, working somewhere and you didn't see her because she had to work every day until at night when you're asleep. So mm-hmm. You never see her until your birthday or, like, a holiday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great when you have a guest list that you can invite your family to and your special friends for a special occasion.
Yeah, but I think birthdays are really fun just because anything. Because you can decorate however you want. It could be anything. You can theme it anything you want it to be. Like, say you can theme it from a game you play or, like, anything. You could even theme it from this podcast right now, right?
You could. You very well could. But we could call it the Avalon and Edward KidVid Party.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that because I'm just a special guest. But I might appear in any other one of these podcasts. You never know, right?
That's true.
We'd love to have you back.
Oh, I'll probably be back in the next podcast, but let's not talk about that right now.
No, let's not. Well, let's talk about some other things. So,
yeah.
We know you love birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay, and I tell you what, I love them too. You just start to love them a little bit less at a point in your life.
Yeah, but, like, your first birthday, you don't really remember.
That's true.
But...
neither with your 52nd sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember my 29th birthday a couple of times now.
Yeah, but what do you want to talk about, Edward?
Well, I tell you, let's talk about family and what is important about family to you.
Well, I think it's important because you get to see them, but if you're at work, like, all the time, you really need to get some time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Avalon?
Yeah. I think that's a really important thing when you get to spend it with them. And on the birthday subject, one of the things that makes the party are the balloons. You can walk in a room and you put balloons up and it's a party.
Yeah, but it depends if you like balloons because some people are afraid of them. But if you are afraid of them, just unfear the fear of fearing balloons. So you don't have to be afraid of it all the time. If you see one floating... I saw one recently. I really want another one, but, yeah, so I think it's really important. Like, if you're fearing someone, maybe a family or friend could cheer you up with something. Maybe,
a balloon.
Yeah.
Or
a helium balloon.
Yeah. A helium balloon is better than just a normal balloon. But,
well, you know why I like helium balloons?
Why?
Because they last and they float around.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to ask you another question, and I want to ask you a question about vacations. Where do you like to vacation? Do you like to go to a beach, or do you like to go camping? What does KidVid like to do for
you? I like to go camping, although I only go one time. But I like it. I like going to the beach. I like both of them. So I can't really decide, though.
What do you like doing at the beach?
I mean, building sandcastles and everything else. Like, you can go in the ocean. You can splash off and stuff like that.
Avalon loves the beach.
I love the beach. It makes me happy. The sunshine, the sounds of the waves, and making sandcastles.
Yeah. Let's talk about, like, how about you, Avalon?
What would I like to talk about? Let's talk about games. Are you known to be a game player?
Do you like playing board games, computer games?
All kinds of games. I don't really have a particular one. I think all kinds of games are good. Except the cheater ones. Those cheaters, I don't like them at all. Because the people that cheat, no, that's just...
I'm with you.
Cheating's not cool, right?
No.
What would you say to the cheaters out there right now?
I have no idea.
Quit cheating?
Yeah.
There you go.
Quit.
So, if you had a choice to have a huge, giant birthday party and have all the helium balloons you can have and all your friends and family over, or you had the choice of Christmas and Santa and all your family, which one would you pick there, Kid Vid?
Both, but Santa's on my Christmas list right now, so I'm going to be the last person visited, but luckily I get to meet him.
Now, somebody told me once that you saw Santa in the sky on Christmas Eve when he was making his trip around the world.
Yes, I saw, it wasn't even raining, but, like lightning bolts, but... Yeah, it didn't look like anything. It was really fast. It was just going down, up, but really quickly, like the speed of light.
Wow, and that's Santa, all right?
Yeah, but I saw Rudolph's nose, and there was like a red spot in the sky, lit up, and went away.
Wow.
And there wasn't even a sign there.
And this was on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Wow.
Night.
That's pretty incredible. Not a lot of people I can say have seen that.
Yeah. But many people have seen Santa. Or not real Santas. But just... No, some might be real, but they look fake.
Well, you know, when you go out to that time of the holiday, and you go out and you see these people dressed as Santa, we know that not everybody's Santa, right?
Yeah, because...
But they're helping.
Yeah, because... I saw a picture of me with Santa when I was little, but I saw the gloves weren't pulled all the way up. I saw eyebrows that they weren't even white, but and glasses. The face didn't even look like Santa, and I know that wasn't Santa's helpers because that did not look like Santa at all.
But you did meet the real Santa once.
Yes.
No, but a lot of people have to help Santa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're trying to be really nice and helping out. But Santa's got a very busy workload, doesn't he?
Yeah,
that's a big job that Santa's got.
A big guy with a big job.
Yeah, I think it's a big job though. Yeah, but yeah, it is a big job.
That's an important job.
So yeah. Does he tell all the elves what to make and get them prepared, or how does that work?
I think he just puts out a list and they read it and they make one thing. At a time. Because he has a lot of elves. But he has a magical power, so he can't die.
So, I've always had a question.
Yeah?
We know there's a naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
How does Kid Vid make sure that he's always on the good list?
Be nice. But,
simple.
Yeah. It's not simple, though.
Okay.
It's not that simple, though. Yeah. But what else do you want to talk about?
One thing I would like to mention is this is a perfect opportunity, because the one thing that Avalon and I always talk about is helping out local-owned businesses in your community. And I do believe that when you go to all these little small towns or smaller communities, the Santas you see in there, they're working just as hard as the Santas that would be in a big city or a big store somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to do the same thing, and that's help every little boy and girl get a message to Santa Claus, wouldn't you?
Definitely. I've been wanting this game called Minecraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting it, and then he had read a note. I was like, no presents? But then I said, check your iPad. I checked it. Minecraft was right on the screen. But,
So
I got ball pit balls, too. Like, 1,000.
Well, that's cool.
Well, and Kid Vid, you also have a channel called Playing with Kid Vid that shows you playing some of those games.
Yeah, I do. But, I think it's a really good holiday too. Christmas, yeah, it's a good holiday.
A lot of holidays are fun. And like, I agree with you, and I love what you said about the family getting together. And I think that it's important that family always try to spend time together.
And I love talking about Christmas, and there's so many holidays and different traditions that people have in their families. And this is a really fun one to be sharing with you.
Yeah, it is.
We'd love to have you back.
I will definitely be back. Maybe on the next podcast. I never know.
And any new toys that you play with on your KidVid, playing with KidVid videos, you know, give us a heads up. We'll make sure some people see them.
I'm definitely going to do a new video, maybe even tomorrow, because I need to get more videos done.
Ask the listeners to pass it up.
Yeah, so Playing with KidVid, you can find on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
You should definitely watch some of the videos. If you're little, you shouldn't watch some ones. Because I made a new one. It's just stuff.
It's still PG rated.
And just remember, everybody, as we do get near the holidays starting up to the December and January months, remember, the local businesses in your communities have families that they would like to have a nice holiday with as well. And by you supporting them through shopping, telling your neighbor about something you've seen there that they might be looking for, help out your local community so everyone in that community can have a very nice and safe and happy holiday with their families.
Yeah. Get out there this year. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Your family is the most important thing that you should be sharing your birthdays, your Christmases, your holidays with. Get out there, give them a hug, and don't wait.
Yeah, but there's something else I want to talk about real quick before we end. But I think the seas should be really clean. There's a person that made this thing that's cleaning the seas really good right now. But yeah, it's really good. So you should go to that website. I have no idea what it's named, but you should definitely go to it. Donate and make sure the seas are clean. Imagine if you don't do that, there could be a whole sea filled of trash.
Good point. I like that.
I mean, you should stop littering right now. If you're a litterer, stop right this second. If you just threw a banana on the floor, pick it up, put it in the trash.
From the mouth of babes.
Yeah, well, we'll look up some of the links and throw them on our page for you to take a look at. And if you'd like to donate to us as well and our life support so we can continue bringing this channel to you, we'll give you a thumbs up and a shout out in our comments.
That we will do. We want to thank you.
This is Avalon.
And this is Edward with...
Playing with KidVid or just KidVid. Either one.
And this is... Life. Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zemoff Entertainment International.